On Tuesday, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin signed an executive order to give preference in awarding state contracts to businesses in the state that adopt climate-friendly business practices. Following the formal signing of the document in South Burlington, he discussed several issues, including his concerns over the passage of legislation by Congress last week and expectations that President Obama will sign a bill that will override Vermont's first-in-the-nation GMO labeling law.
Well, you know, the Secretary of Agriculture, Vilsack, is very supportive of the compromise, so I fully expect he's going to listen to his folks on that. Listen, I just think it's a really bad deal. Consumers want to know what's in their food. They have a right to know what's in their food. What puzzles me is if the GMO industry believes that this is not harmful, that doesn't hurt anybody, what are they afraid of? Why not put it on a label? And I believe that in the end, the American consumers, Vermonters and others, are going to demand that GMO labeling be on all food products. We, in the end, will join the other 63, 64 countries that are doing the common sense thing.
I know that Attorney General Sorrell is looking to see if there's any legal options, any challenge options. Is there any possibility that anything in Vermont's law is salvageable once the president signs the federal bill?
Well, you know, I think it's unlikely that the federal bill won't preempt our action here in Vermont. Bottom line is we've got a Republican Congress down there who's beholden to big money, who believes that, you know, the federal government should get out of people's business, let the state governments decide what to do. Unless it comes to what's in your food or reproductive rights, then they want to take over. I think it's common sense that I and others should continue to fight this one. We lost to big money. We lost to big business. We lost to a Congress that is beholden to big business. We ought to let consumers know what's in their food. That's what they want. And if this Congress was listening to the American people, they wouldn't be passing this bill.
On to the temper of the U.S., particularly with policing and with things that have been happening across the country. I know Burlington's police chief had an interesting Facebook post in the last day or so. What have you advised, or have the state police advised you regarding how they're approaching policing in the wake of everything?
As you can imagine, anyone who has a law enforcement team, as I do, the Vermont State Police are the best in the business, is really concerned about how we ensure that we carry out justice, that we carry out the law, and that we keep our officers safe. This is crazy stuff. This is really demented behavior. And a free society can't survive, can't prosper, can't function when law enforcement can't do their job without fearing that they're going to be pecked off by some crazy. So you can imagine why I and other governors are really concerned about how we protect our folks while we still ask our hardworking men and women in uniform to enforce the law. It's very, very tough.
Have you been working with, talking with your head of the state police?
We're taking every prudent step that we should be taking to ensure that we're being as protective as we can. The problem you have is that law enforcement is vulnerable. Their job is to be out there on the front lines. They're sacrificing their lives every single day for our safety. And when you really get down to it, it's very, very tough to do their job without being vulnerable.
And you are a superdelegate at the Democratic National Convention. Are you glad to see that Bernie Sanders and the platform committee came to some compromises?
Yes, you know, I support the changes that Senator Sanders wants to make to the superdelegate status. I've never thought that superdelegates make a heck of a lot of sense. Having said that, I am one because I'm governor. This was set up long before I became governor. I think we ought to fix it.
Are you looking forward to any specific speakers, or are you giving any speeches at all?
Well, you know, I'm going to do whatever they ask me to do, but what I love about conventions is the grassroots, having all these Democrats from across the country who worked hard to ensure that we have a great president. And I'm just grateful that we have a candidate as great as Hillary Clinton who's going to make this country proud. So I'm excited about it.
Governor Peter Shumlin, a Democrat first elected in 2010, is not seeking a fourth term. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.